You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Live from Los Angeles, Las Vegas.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man, Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And one and only world famous Perez.
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 Baby Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. He's Perez. You're looking good, man. How you doing?
I feel in this moment good. I decided to take the week off. And I'm just going to get everything out of the boxes because trying to work and get things out of boxes, it was just driving me crazy. So I'm not even going to try to work, but we're doing this. But I've gotten a lot of out of my boxes already. And I found this old Suzanne Summers poncho of mine.
It looks good on you. I know everybody thinks, boy, that probably is hideous, but it kind of works.
It brings me joy. I've had this Suzanne Summers poncho forever. It feels like a hug.
All right.
We have a lot to get to today. We are talking Ariana Grande, of course.
Yes.
Some updates there. We're also talking Kanye West, some bad news for him, Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner and more. But first, you had that big concert over the weekend and you hung out with your friend Matty Healy from the 1975.
I'm like a big fangirl. It's ridiculous. I got to see the guys and I guess he's got a girlfriend now he's living with. And George is the drummer, is engaged to Charlie XCX. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I knew she was engaged to a musician, but I didn't pay attention to who.
Right. The show was great. Fall Out Boy was fun. The 1975 actually kind of won the night. You won't care, but I got to meet this guy named Jerry Cantrell. He was in Alice in Chains, and he's just one of my favorite guitarist singers ever. He's just so fucking great. And I got to meet him and spend some time with him, so that was really cool for me.
I could not even mention a single Alice in Chains song.
You know Man in the Box? I'm the man in the box. You know that one? That's probably the biggest. There's Wood. And
I don't know. I don't know it.
If you had to say like 70s rock and you would say the Eagles, the two people that harmonize together when you talk about Glenn Frey and whatever with the Eagles, these two guys, Lane Staley and Jerry Cantrell, would kind of be that for the 90s for the grunge movement. These two voices just worked together magically, and they were a hard band. And it was just cool, just one of my rock legends, you know what I mean? Like getting to meet a guy I really admire, and that he was really fucking cool, which always makes my day. I'm trying to think who else. Scandoval was there. He had a big hickey on his neck. How tacky.
I had a moment like that. I recently was reminiscing about a moment like that, but it's come full circle. Mm-hmm. So I forget, a few years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I had a business meeting at my house with Mark Summers. Mm-hmm. And that name might not mean anything to you, but people like 5 to 10 years younger, Mark Summers is such an icon because we grew up with him. He was the host of Double Dare on Nickelodeon.
Oh, okay. I knew the name, but I couldn't quite place it.
I loved Double Dare. You know, I was the fat kid that watched so much TV, and that was like the dream show because they got to eat all that crap and do all those fun obstacles.
I see where your problems may have stemmed from.
Yeah. So I had this business meeting with Mark Summers, and I really wanted to take a photo with him. but it was a business meeting and it was at my house.
Right.
And I recently shared that on my Instagram story, and Mark Summers responded and said, you should have asked for a photo.
Yeah, totally.
But I'm glad I had that moment. And also in the shower, it made me think, Alice in Chains spurred all these thoughts. I was just having a sad moment in the shower because while Las Vegas does get a lot of big shows, a lot of the like mid-sized artists or mid-sized shows don't play in Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's a really crowded market. So unless you're like hot and a superstar, a lot of people tend to avoid it.
Oh, that is kind of unfortunate. I never really thought of that before.
Two of my favorites are on tour this year and neither are playing Vegas. They're both going to be in LA, Sarah McLachlan and Tori Amos, and I'm so upset. I'm tempted to go out for one
of Well, I mean, maybe we could make an LA night of it if you want to pop over, because I would love to see either one of them. But I mean, I really want to see Sarah again.
It's the 30th anniversary tour of Fumbling Towards Ecstasy. Yeah. So she's going to do that album in its entirety.
That's crazy.
So maybe. We'll figure it out.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
All right. I had, like I said, a pretty chill weekend, just getting things out of boxes. I did not get to watch the Critics' Choice Awards in full, but I did watch this one moment that made its way to me and really resonated, and that was America Ferrera's speech and win, and I love her. I feel like she's a cousin of mine. Well, that's really the power of representation, like seeing yourself or your people or your community. Like, you feel like this kinship, and I'm so happy, and I hope the momentum keeps going. The Academy Award nominations are right around the corner, so it'll be really interesting to see how that all plays out. Let's get to Ariana Grande. It's our first time talking about it together. Mm-hmm. I posted on our Patreon my initial thoughts, and I purposefully only listened to it one time. Mm-hmm. I have since listened to the song a few more times. My initial thoughts were being underwhelmed. I didn't hate it, but I wasn't blown away. I wasn't wowed. It didn't feel special. And now, after listening to it a few more times, everything that I said in that original reaction remains the same. My thoughts have not changed. I still think that intro is painfully long. I still think it isn't an A plus or a wow. To me, it's like a solid B minus, maybe even a C plus.
Yeah.
Shockingly, it does not contain a Madonna Vogue sample. They just were heavily influenced. I mean, I think if Madonna wanted to sue, she might have a case there.
Nah, I mean, it's just a beat. It's reminiscent of it, but it's not Vogue. It's very close to Vogue, but God, I mean, there's probably a million songs that have a beat pattern prior to Madonna even releasing her song that has that. So I don't get too crazy about that. It's not overtaking the entire song by any means, but I'm just not a fan of listening to something once and saying, you know, it's this or that. I think, you know, sometimes a song needs to live with you. And I think that's the case with this song. It's a little better. Every time I hear it, I pick up on something else that I like. I'm still with you. I don't think it's like the greatest. It's not Thank You Next. It's nothing from that great album. It's nothing of that sort of feel. It's just lacking feel. It's a little generic to me, but it's still better than most pop music out today. So it's okay. It's just okay to me right now, and it may get better. I heard the Dua Lipa song the other day that I was kind of underwhelmed by, Houdini, and I find it to be completely generic, but it's good. You know what I mean? I like this song. It's at least it's good.
Yeah. When talking to one of my gays, I said basically the same exact thing. When the Dua Lipa Houdini song came out, I liked it, but I didn't love it.
Right.
However,
but you feel like she needs to take the next step. And I hear that song and I'm like, this is kind of almost, it's still fine, but it almost is kind of backwards. Like, she started out with such great pop music, and this actually isn't as good as like New Rules. That was such an interesting song.
But I still enjoy Dua Lipa's Houdini way more than Ariana Grande's Yes
And. As of right now, I agree with you.
I don't know if you've picked up on this, but there's been a big backlash to the song.
Right.
With regards to the lyrical content,
right.
A lot of Ariana's fans are upset that basically she's showing no remorse and is once again making a song like Break Up With Your Girlfriend that many people think is not apologetic for taking a man that's in a relationship.
Right.
And I'll go back to what I said a while ago. I don't necessarily think that that will negatively affect the song. So what does that mean?
Well, it just means that if you're a real fan of somebody and you start to see the, you know, the cracks in the armor of the person and it's coming out through the music and it leaves you with a little bit of a sour taste in your mouth, that is the beginning of the end of your fandom. And it happens. Maybe you liked her when you were young and you're growing up with her and you're like, hey, I'm not so much into all of this. And I got to be honest, I bet Taylor Swift went through the same thing. I think there were probably a lot of people that were like, enough with going back to the well of ex-boyfriends and blah, blah, blah. I think it's just part of anyone's growth and what it is they're trying to get to. And I'd said it way back. I said that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be put off by her. And I also agree that you and I both said, if a song is great, people are just going to like the fucking song. I mean, it's just how it works.
But I feel like the same thing about the song that I do about the music video. If you haven't seen the music video, it's basically a remake of Paula Abdul's Cold Hearted music video, which is one of the best music videos of all time. How unoriginal. She basically copied Vogue and then copied Cold Hearted for the music video.
But I don't think anyone that's in her fan base even knows what a Paula Abdul video looked like. We do. That was our wheelhouse. But I think everyone bites off. I mean, come on. Gaga bit off Madonna. And we've seen it time and time again with pop stars. We were talking Lil Nas X last week, biting off Madonna. I mean, I don't know. I think it's just cyclical and, you know, hey, that worked for someone else. Let's see if it'll work for me. And no one seems to call anybody out on it, nor care, because it comes down to what you just said. Is the song good or not? I don't think a video means anything to anybody anymore. I really don't.
It's just emblematic of the, like, not very creative this new era. That's all I'm saying. Speaking of Ariana, before we move on to Lil Nas X, actually, Ariana just took a loss selling her home that she bought just a couple of years ago. She lost about $1 million and sold it to Bad Bunny, who owns multiple homes in Los Angeles. And so does Ariana. That's how rich these people are. They don't just own one home. They own multiple homes in the same city. Why? I don't fucking know. But hey, good for them.
Why? Because they have no culture. They go on tour and they don't actually see these beautiful places that they're touring. They see the venue and that's it. If I'm them, I'm going to Italy or the south of France and I'm buying something there. Or I'm going up to Montecito and I'm buying something there. I'm not buying two fucking houses in Los Angeles. What kind of crap is that?
I know. Absolutely. I mean, or I wouldn't even buy a house somewhere. I would. Actually, I'd rather buy a home than just stay in hotels. But yeah, I agree. Yeah. Well, Ariana does have a home in Montecito as well. Two in LA, one in Montecito. Well, she just sold the LA one. All right, back to Lil Nas X. He dropped his new song and I could not even finish it. It was that bad. I could not force myself to sit through the entire song. I was shocked because his last album had a lot of commercial songs and bops. And how could he go from that to something that I couldn't even get through? The Jay Christ song. Painful.
Dude, I've never got it. Old Town Road, I got it, was an anomaly, and that's just, you stepped in shit. And then there was a follow-up that was kind of funny after it. I recall, I can't remember the name, but I thought everything else since then absolutely sucked. And I've not been a fan, and even the pop bops that you're saying, I thought were so average, so this doesn't shock me at all. I'm not feeling anything that he does. I wish I was, but I'm just not.
Oh, well. Speaking of rappers, Kanye West, and also speaking of real estate, Kanye West has been trying to sell his Malibu home, like Ariana, that he bought only a few years ago. However, the home has just been slapped with a lien.
Ouch.
Because it's a mechanical lien, because this contractor claims that he's owed over $1 million by Kanye West.
Yeah, the courts have to sort that out before he can sell it, which is a pain in the ass, because that usually works painfully slow, especially here in Los Angeles. Los Angeles takes its time doing anything and everything.
And like Ariana, it's a bad time to be selling
shit.
It's
a bad market right now. Interest rates are coming down a little bit, but it's still not. Everybody wants the money that they accrued 3-4 years ago. You're not getting it. You're just not.
Also, like Ariana, Kanye is going to take a loss. He bought this he overpaid for this Malibu house in 2021. He paid $57.3 million for it. And now,
can you imagine?
Yeah, and now, 3 years later, he's listed it for $53 million. So that's a loss of over $4 million. And it's unlikely he'll even get that $53 million. So, I mean, I know he's got a lot of money, but $4 million is still $4.3 million or more is still a lot of money. All right, some exciting news. According to reports, again, more talk of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce engagement.
Yeah. I'm not buying any of this. Let me tell you why. Who's talking about it? You know, Taylor isn't talking about it. And why would she talk about it? It would be his move. And I doubt he's talking about it. If he was, you'd hear it on the dumb podcast. This is all like the media trying to move this relationship along. And I'm not saying that they won't get engaged, but man, let these kids like get to know each other. Let them have an off season. Let's let her see what life is like when he's not on the football field every single day or playing every single Sunday, or she's not in Bolivia. So yeah, I don't know. I find all that talk to be just press manipulated and people just trying to keep the story alive.
Well, she's picking up the Eras tour again soon.
Yeah. If the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl, I believe she's performing that week. So doesn't look like she'd be there if they advanced that far. But they look pretty good this weekend.
God, I want to go again. Even though I didn't love it 1,000%, I feel like I would like it even more now.
I think you got to get regular seats, not on the floor. I think you need kind of, you know, a little perspective, because Kel loved it. She thought it was great.
And I need to be drinking. I wasn't drinking when I went to either one of the shows I went to.
Yeah. My dry January, believe it or not, is still intact. I'm still rocking it, man.
I love it. I decided that I'm going to be really good with, I don't drink much anyways, but not drink or even eat a single bad thing or cheat on my healthy eating until mid-February when I do a staycation for my son's birthday. So
nice.
I'm laser focused. All right, some more couples news. Black China's ex-boyfriend claims that her mother, Tokyo Toni, tried to hook up with him.
You know, I've missed Tokyo Toni. I mean, we have not said the name Tokyo Toni for months and months and months. Do tell, spill it.
Well, that's the story.
That's it? That's all we got? Well, shit.
I love it. I think she's banned from a lot of social media. I need her to just, I don't know, she's got to take it up a notch. Maybe she can be the next Bachelorette. That would be something. All right, more couples news. We mentioned Dua Lipa earlier. She's got herself a new man. Congrats to her. She is dating actor Callum Turner. I've never seen him in anything, but he's handsome.
I don't know who he is, but he's a lucky F.
Yeah.
God, she's pretty.
She is. All right. We're doing a slightly abbreviated show today. We got one last subject, but before we get to that, a quick shout out and thank you to some of our Patreon supporters that gave us topic suggestions today. Coley, David Hayes, and Dessa. And finally, speaking of couples news, Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner are going so strong that he has moved in to her Los Angeles house.
Really?
He's officially like a stepfather. She's got two kids, you know?
Did you ever see Wonka, by the way?
No, but I did see that it has passed 500 million at the global box office. Yeah. So that's a big hit.
It's surprising. Well, it's not surprising because, you know, a movie like that internationally is going to do great no matter what. It's a big tentpole kind of thing. It's a movie that everybody knows. I just want to know if it's good. If you guys want to hit us on the message board, I'd love to hear from people that have actually seen it because I don't know how or why, but I have not talked to one person that's seen this movie. I've heard no buzz. I've heard no one say, oh my God, it's great. I've heard no one say, oh my God, it's terrible. It's just this quiet hit that I can't believe that has eluded me, but please tell me. Can I give you one more TV thing before you move on?
Yeah.
I finished 1883, and I told you that's with Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, and I cannot recommend it enough if you guys want to get into the Yellowstone franchise, because it's a whole world, this Yellowstone, which I'm discovering, because now I'm watching the next show with Helen Mirren and Harrison Ford. That's 1923, so I just started it last night. I'm not sure how I feel about 1923 yet. I'm still sort, and I think that's the year. I'm not exactly certain, but I can't say enough how great that 1883 was. It was just a wonderful, wonderful watch, and I still am just astounded how two musicians that are not known for acting could be so incredibly good in two roles. They both should get Academy Awards. I mean, just, it's a great show.
Well, it's a TV show. I don't think they could get Academy
Awards. Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm just saying. I mean, they're just that good of actors. I'm just kind of blown away by how great both of them were. Just so well done. So definitely get into Yellowstone. It's a fun, fun watch. And 1883 was a good ride, too.
Mother's Day is coming. And Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
All right, let's take some calls.
Sarah from New York. I think it was on the Patreon show you were talking about Selena Gomez gossiping to Taylor Swift about Kylie Jenner. This rumor just came out about Meryl Streep and Martin Short hooking up. And wouldn't it be funny if that's actually what she was talking about? Since she said, I was talking about two friends hooking up and they all work together on that show, Only Murders in the Building. Wouldn't that be so cute?
Bullshit is what I'm saying. Those were three young women. They were talking about something that was really saucy and salacious. Talking
well,
about two old fogies hooking up, they're not going to be like, oh my God. Their reaction would be this. Oh, that's cute.
No.
Calling bullshit on that angle.
I would be excited about Meryl Streep hooking up with Martin Short.
Not that reaction. You look at those three ladies talking, that was not that kind of reaction. I'm telling you, it still leans towards, oh, cute. And by the way, that was something that happened that night. These people know each other. Selena Gomez knows Taylor Swift. And if they were going to talk about something like this, they would talk about it on the phone.
Now that, unless it had just happened, you know, I don't know.
That was something that was fresh that just happened from that random girl's face. I'm telling you, that wasn't something that was super, super salacious. That happened that night. That was fresh reaction. I don't know who that hanger-on was, though. She couldn't get her head out of Taylor Swift's ass. She was so attached to Taylor. Step back a little bit.
That's the wife of Miles Teller.
Oh, is that who that was?
She's very good friends with Taylor.
Oh, okay, then. All right, fine. She's friends. I thought she was just some random rando girl or something.
No, no.
So they are friends. All right.
Yeah.
Once again, see, those three know each other well. That's not where that kind of gossip was learned or unloaded by that other person. Get out of here. Not buying it. Another call.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Booker. It's Jessica calling from Chicago. Patreon subscriber. Been listening since episode one. I'll be quick so Booker doesn't cut me off. One, yes, you have to go listen or watch the Cat Williams interview with Shannon Sharpe. Worth every minute. Perez, I know
guys,
it was 3 hours.
Let me stop her for 1 second, not to cut her off. But I have started watching some of it. There are so many clips that have surfaced online, and you guys are right. I didn't know he is such a Prince fanatic. And listening to him talk about Prince, and I don't know if this is part of that interview or what it is, but it's funny watching Cat. His mannerisms are exactly like Prince's were. And he talks about how they're both short and how they navigate in the world and what Prince taught him and stuff. So I don't know if that's a part of it, but that's something I caught. But I saw some other stuff where he was talking about other comedians. I will investigate that and give it a watch when I get some time. But that's a lot of time to commit, but I'll get through it.
Still too much. 3 hours. I don't have it.
Hey, Perez and Booker. This is Michael calling from New York. I have to agree with Booker on that last show about Britney and Taylor. I mean, Taylor's huge. Not a big fan of her. I know Perez is like a Taylor stain right now. But Britney was huge back in the day, and there was no social media presence. All you had really was TRL to go on. You had to stand in line at Virgin Megastore to get her albums and meet and greet. And she toured all over. And she definitely could have done stadium tours. I guarantee you, if she had like a comeback now, she could probably do it as well. So sorry to have to disagree with you on this one.
I think we got one call that agreed with you that Taylor was bigger than Britney. But everything on the message board seemed to agree that Britney was bigger than Taylor. And I agree. Perez is like, the metrics. I'm like, what metrics? There was no internet back then. There was no social media. There was only album sales. They didn't measure things that way. They don't even measure album sales the same way. It's not even comparable to, say, metrics. It's like, doesn't even apply. It's like comparing the Beatles to Oasis or something.
You're still wrong. You're wrong.
Everyone said that you're wrong on that one.
Nah, they're wrong. She's still bigger. Taylor's bigger.
Nah.
Hello, this is Britt calling from Denver, Colorado. And I was just curious about
she agrees too. Her name is Britt.
Golden Globe and your reaction to the host, Joy Coy, and
Joe Coy.
Joke about Taylor Swift and her NFL appearances. And I was just curious what you thought about that and her reaction to a quick sip of champagne and not even laughing at herself a little bit. Just curious. Have a good one. Bye.
Well, we did speak about that on the Patreon show. Mm-hmm. And I was a fan of Taylor not pretending that she found it funny.
Yeah.
She didn't find it funny. That's fine.
Yeah. And if you don't find it funny, you don't have to laugh.
Same thing. There was a joke at the Critics' Choice Awards that was made at the expense of Academy. I think she won the Academy Award. Ariana DeBose. She got her start on Broadway and they joked that she can't sing. And she didn't find that funny. Obviously.
I didn't hear anything about the Critics' Choice Awards. I'm surprised that's still on TV.
Oh, you know what else I heard about the Critics' Choice Awards? That I'm Just Ken song won the best song. How the fuck could that song beat the Billie Eilish song? That makes no sense.
That makes no sense. That Billie Eilish song. You want to talk about a soundtrack song that fits perfectly for what it was. It just was perfect. It's flawless perfection. All right. Let's get her done. You'll get another show on Thursday. Thank you so much for listening and talk to you soon.
Appreciate you all. Have a good week. Bye.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.